Well, Lucas, talking about the world of business, and there comes a time when businesses must face a reality, and that is the reality that pot smoking has become legal in many states, and along with medical marijuana. How are businesses reacting to hiring pot smokers?
So, we've all applied for jobs, and they've said, "All right, you need to go take a drug test." And we go and we take the drug test, and the results come back, and we either get the job or we don't. And now employers are finding out that these test results are coming back, and they're finding a lot of these employees are testing positive for marijuana. That may be because they use it for medicinal purposes. They may have be legally able to in states like New Mexico. And they may be able to, or they may have been to Colorado recently, where they can recreationally smoke marijuana. But employers are finding out that if they just exclude everyone who tests positive for marijuana, they don't have anybody that's qualified to hire. And so a lot of employers are saying, "You know what, we're just going to kind of look the other way if it comes back positive for marijuana."
You know, what's interesting about that, I recently spoke to a business owner who told me that 50% of the applicants that apply to their business are rejected because of positive drug tests. And I didn't get into specifics with them regarding whether it was because of marijuana, but I would assume that that would be one of the higher cases.
Certainly, yeah. It seems in today's day and age that marijuana is, and it's still a Schedule I drug federally. So it is, the feds consider it very much against the law to smoke marijuana. States have took it upon themselves to create their own laws, as we've seen in Colorado and even in New Mexico with medicinal marijuana. And so there's a quote here in the story in the biz tab that says there's no definitive data on how many companies conduct drug tests, though the Society for Human Resource Management found in a survey that 57% do. And so that number is dropping. And so, I think a lot of employers are saying, they're kind of like the states in being like, "Well, if you can come to work sober and you can avoid marijuana, while you are at work and while I'm paying you for your work, what you're doing in your private time is, I don't care about."
Do you find or do you feel that some of these businesses are now more open to embracing marijuana users and not necessarily, I mean, like you said, set up some ground rules?
So if they exclude marijuana from the testing, they still will continue to screen for cocaine, opiates, heroin, and other drugs, according to this article. So they are setting some lines in the sand, so to speak, and say, "All right, marijuana might look the other way, but there's some other drugs here that, if you cannot use and work here at the same time."
Let's talk about the world of Wi-Fi, because Wi-Fi seems to be everywhere. We recently purchased a vehicle, and one of the options was you could get Wi-Fi in the vehicle. Now there's a story out making about bringing Wi-Fi to space.
Yeah, so Wi-Fi isn't necessarily in space yet. And there's a lot of businesses that are planning to bring people to space. So one of them is Virgin Galactic, at the Spaceport America. And their plan is to launch people up into space. So when you're up in space, wouldn't it be cool to do a Facebook Live or to do a
Snapchat, do a selfie.
Yeah, to do, and so to
We gotta document
now,
everything, man,
you
everything.
do. You do. So there is this demand for Wi-Fi in space. So there's a New Mexico company. They're based out of Santa Fe. And so they're called Solstar Space, and they want to bring Wi-Fi to space. And that would help not only the paying customers that are planning to go up there, but also NASA. NASA's actually helping them out, helping fund some of their launches to get up there because they can take advantage of Wi-Fi, like on the International Space Station. For instance, they have a 3D printer up there that will print certain things that the space station needs. And if
Interesting.
they have Wi-Fi, then they can it can be able to get directions and print a lot faster than its current connection, which it has to come back down to Earth and then go back up. And so that's something that NASA is very interested in as well.
It's amazing how space technology has such a huge impact in our everyday lives. And in this case, we're doing this in reverse, where the technology that exists down here are now being beneficial to space.
Certainly.
Okay, Lucas.
A lot of it is happening in New Mexico, which is pretty
neat. That's great. All right, Lucas, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thanks, Edmundo. Bye.